T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Was shutting down the economy for COVID just a dry run?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, I
wondered
this.
Dry run for what?
Yeah, Bill Gates was the first to give words to it. This is from Just the News, the website of former Hill reporter John Solomon.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Bill Gates. Yeah, so it's real news. Bill Gates said shutting down the economy is nowhere near sufficient to stop climate change, that we've learned that.
Oh, that's what for.
Yeah, from COVID. And so we're going to have to take a different strategy, maybe shutting down, you know, selectively sector by sector, just so you know. What the heck are they planning?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
It's a good question, yeah, because they saw how easily the American people gave into this and began persecuting each other for not wanting to do some of the things that were thought to be the right thing at the time. Here's what he said, quote, simply shutting down is not going to get us to our goal, talking about for climate change. So just as we need breakthrough innovation for COVID-19, we also need that to get rid of emissions from all the different sectors and bring down climate change. He said this during a speech at a meeting for the National Academy of Medicine. This crosses many areas, how we make electricity, how we build industrial products, grow food, cool our buildings, and all of transportation. So he says that pandemics taught humans a lot about climate change, emphasizing that decreased air and auto travel hasn't made a huge impact on reducing greenhouse gas emissions to zero. So instead of saying, oh, well, so we don't need to shut down, he says, no, we need to shut down more. The change in behavior, like driving less or flying less, is helpful, but nowhere near sufficient. 2020 is a great example of this, he said. We've cut down carbon emissions, but the reduction in emissions is actually quite modest. When COVID-19 hit, air travel effectively stopped. Car travel, since last April was half what it was the year before. And so he says, you know, we need to go and begin to look at even a broader scale if you shut down of economic activity.
Yeah, it sounds like a dry run for communism.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Government control production and everything. I mean, that's if you read between the lines, which I am doing, I will, openly admit, I am reading between the lines here. But if you look at what they're saying, you can see where they're headed with this.
And Lee, this is the Green New Deal, though.
Exactly.
They put it in writing. Yeah. It has already been adopted in California. In fact, the California Green New Deal, that's the blueprint for the actual Green New Deal, is already causing rolling blackouts. It's not fully implemented yet. It's been passed, but it's not fully implemented. It won't be fully implemented till 2035. So 2035. Yeah. Yeah, thank God. I wish it was 2035.
Yeah, really.
Right. So we're already we're already seeing the rolling blackouts from that, right? And Joe Biden's Green New Deal plan is actually a more aggressive version of the one in California. So I mean, the idea that, well, maybe we're reading between the line here with Gates. No, this is on his website. I mean, this is what he's adopted. This is what we're talking about here. I think we should listen to these people and believe them. I mean, this is not an unserious person.
No.
This is Bill Gates.
He's got tons of money. He has control of much of the internet, as far as Microsoft is concerned, and their search engines and their computers and their software. He's got a lot of control, a lot of influence, a lot of money.
Texter writes, Tara, I looked up the law on not reporting underage piano playing with minors. Joe Biden broke the law by not reporting his son Hunter. Now, here's the catch here, okay? We don't know what Joe did. That is not a part of the text. What we have here, if you're like, what? Underage girls? What the heck is going on? Okay. Rudy Giuliani has released texts, a series of texts, one from Hunter to his father, Joe, about, and we have the, you know, we have screenshots of the text. This is from a Newsmax interview. I'll let Rudy tell you what's going on with this. This is, again, the president's personal lawyer and former mayor of New York.
Well, this is really a very, very sensitive one. There's a text message to his father in which he says the following, and he's discussing his sister-in-law, who for quite some time was his lover. And he says, she told my therapist that I was sexually inappropriate. This would be with a unnamed 14-year-old girl.
Okay, let me stop there. Bo Biden was his brother. Bo died of cancer. Hunter then had an affair, cheated on his wife with Bo's ex-wife. So it's Bo's ex-wife who Hunter was sleeping with, who ratted him out to the therapist about the 14-year-old girl. I know this is confusing.
With the unnamed 14-year-old girl. And the reason I can't have her out to see me is because I'll walk around naked smoking crack, talking Tom girls on FaceTime. When she was pressed, she said that the unnamed 14-year-old girl never said anything like that. But the bottom line is that I created and caused a very unsafe environment for the kids. This is supported by numerous pictures of underage girls.
So, Mr. Mayor, that's dynamite stuff. And I've seen it.
I turned it over to the...
You turned it over to the Delaware State Police, correct?
Yes, yesterday. Bernie Kerik and I turned it over to the Delaware State Police because we're very uncomfortable with this.
So
we're very uncomfortable.
Okay, so, and then Newsmax goes on to make clear, we don't know what, if any, actions Joe took. We don't know if DSS has ever been called out to talk to the 14-year-old girl. But that text is between Hunter and Joe. Joe has to answer for that. What did you, call DSS? Is a 14-year-old girl okay? Did you go to the authorities? Wow. So that's just one part. And Rudy Giuliani went on to say there are inappropriate pictures of said 14-year-old girl on the Hunter Biden laptop, as well as pictures of her that Hunter is in. So we know Joe knows. This is not anymore about, well, Hunter's a bad guy and we're going after his son. I mean, Joe is directly implicated here. Again, we don't know what, if any, actions Joe took. But we do know said laptop was in the possession of the FBI since December 2019. And I haven't seen any sort of actions, but I mean, who knows? Okay, so what's interestingly to me, the most interesting thing about this to me is that Bernard Kerik, I mean, former chief of the NYPD, right? Mm-hmm. Big name there. And Rudy Giuliani, obviously to get attention, because you can't get that from the FBI. They don't care about things like this. Yeah, take the contents of the laptop to the Delaware County Police, who then give it to the Delaware State Police. And they do this to force the hand of the FBI. That's clearly what they're doing. And Rudy goes on to explain in the interview, look, I was really concerned. I've seen these underage photos. Joe seems to know about this. I'm worried about this girl. I got to do something about it. And he's right. He's a former prosecutor. You can't just have this in your possession and do nothing. And so what happened after that was this in turn forced the FBI to come out now that we're putting it in other law enforcement hands and they can't, you know, hide it anymore in the basement, has forced them to come out and admit that they have the laptop and that they and that this is not Russian disinformation. They're not investigating it as Russian disinformation, as the media lied and told you they were.
And there was no intelligence to suggest that.
And they said that. There's no evidence that it's Russian disinformation.
Even though you had Adam Schiff out there saying that in the media and other Democrats and members of the liberal press.
And, you know, I can't play this enough times today because now that we know that was a lie, think about this for a minute. The New York Post Twitter feed, they broke the story. We now know absolutely accurate. Not denied by Hunter or Joe, by the way. Their Twitter feed is still, as of an hour ago, locked down on Twitter for the crime of telling the truth now about the wrong person.
I guess so.
Guess that data gets you locked down, and they're still locked down. My articles I posted on this last night on Facebook are highly throttled. They took off like a bat out of hell and then slammed into a wall. You could tell Facebook had found them. So Facebook, Twitter have egg all over their face about this. They censored what turns out to be the most important story of this election so far. That was totally accurate. So that's on. You got that going on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
To my trolls, want to just remind y'all, your reality is fake. You want to hear the lies again? You want to hear them? Let's do it for fun. The FBI has now been forced by Rudy Giuliani and Bernard Kerik, going around them and taking the contents of Hunter Biden's hard drive to the local police there in Delaware, you know, an actual police force, not a goon squad like the FBI. That forced the issue. FBI and DOJ were forced to come out and admit that the files, the emails, text, pictures, are not Russian disinformation. What day is it? What day is it? This is Thursday? I mean, Wednesday? It's Wednesday. When's this been out since? The story. End of last week? Where's Bill Barr on this? Bill Barr let Trump hang for darn near a week with the media repeating this crap on a loop. Russian disinformation. Russian disinformation.
But an email like this, you know, if it's real, could be more significant. So how do they know whether these needles are significant or whether these are the Russian disinformation put into the haystack?
Right, exactly. And this is classic. This is very classic Russian disinformation tactic, which is to mix in things that look legitimate and maybe even are legitimate with things that are fake. And so what we'll be seeing over the next few days is...
There are new questions about an unverified report targeting Joe Biden's son and new reporting about possible ties to a Russian disinformation effort aimed at influencing the U.S. election.
Experts say the emails cannot be authenticated. Some may have been altered or are fake.
We have no idea whether or not the emails are legitimate, but this whole operation looks right out of the Kremlin playbook. Hack and dump.
Okay, so let me tell you, this is why Rudy had to go to local authorities. They could they have the ability to go through metadata and tell if it's real. So the FBI had to fess up. They're just going to let Trump hang with this. They're just going to let everybody think it was Russian disinformation, Russian meddling. They were going to leave. Folks, the New York Post Twitter feed still shut down as of today. Still shut down. For the crime of, I guess, accurately reporting the biggest story of the election? Is that where we are right now? I guess that's where we are right now. Ted Cruz absolutely nailed this, how terrifying this is. Social media had really been caught with their pants down here. Take a listen.
That is a major escalation from silencing individual Americans to now big tech is telling the media, we have a veto power on what stories you can report on and what stories the American people can hear. If anyone in the mainstream media had even a shred of integrity, they would be outraged at this. Instead, because they want Donald Trump to lose, they will docilely go by big tech's incredible assertion of censorship power.
You want to know why they get away with this? Because these goons from our intel agencies go on national television and lie to you. You want to hear the highest ranking intel official under Barack Obama lie? You want to hear that? Here you go, James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence, lying to your face just last week. He is the highest ranking intel official in the country, where he was under Obama. This is what drives this, folks. The credibility these people have because of the jobs they've held allows them to lie and mislead major swaths of the country. Here is an absolute bold-faced lie from James Clapper last week. Let's just replay it for fun.
To me, this is just classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft at work. The Russians have analyzed the target. They understand that the president and his enablers crave dirt on Vice President Biden, whether it's real or contrived, that doesn't matter to them. And so all of a sudden, two and a half weeks before the election, this laptop appears.
Total lie. FBI has admitted overnight, for those just tuning in, there's no Russian disinformation campaign. Wow. That means we got some serious questions to answer here. Like, you know, the part where Hunter says Joe takes half and has for 30 years. Oh, and how about the part about the $30 million that they took from China, from the Chinese nationals? How about that? Yeah, Joe got 10%. Where's that? See, because it's kind of not in his tax returns that he filed with the IRS. It's like Ricky used to say to Lucy, you got some splaining to do. But nobody's asking. Have you noticed this? Did you take the money, Joe? Did you make that up, Hunter? Did you just make up all those emails? Yeah, it's weird because the other guys on that email, you know, the one where you were dividing up the Chinese money, your business partners, including the one in prison, he says it was real. So, got a response to that? Yeah. By the way, Bevin Cooney has been moved from his federal prison cell. His family is worried about him. I'd be. Wouldn't you? God knows what these people are capable of. God knows. Here's what I want to know this morning. Where's the girl? Where's the 14-year-old girl? You know, the one that Hunter was texting Daddy about? Walk around naked in front of her on FaceTime, smoking crack, stuff like that. Is she okay? Anybody call DSS? I mean, he told Joe about it. I don't know. I don't know what Joe did or didn't do. Nobody knows. They send DSS out there or FBI just ignore all that? Did Bill Barr know? You know, questions that would be asked in a functional, non-corrupt society. Things that would be asked if it was, say, Don Jr. Things like that. But we now live in a country where you have to go to the local police because the national police are so profoundly corrupt. They cannot be trusted to intervene. By the way, in case you wondered what the FBI would let them get away with, Hunter Biden's still walking around. Appears there's potentially kiddie porn all over that computer. Did Bill Barr know about that? Or do they just not tell him this stuff anymore? I don't know. I mean, I got so many questions, and that's what's so weird. And I don't know the answers to them. But these are the questions that would be being asked in a functional society. New York Post is asking them a lot of these questions. But they don't have a Twitter account anymore, so.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We'll be right back. Joe Biden is a corrupt politician. And smoking gun emails show that the Biden family sold the vice presidency for a very, very substantial amount of money, more money than anybody would believe.
President Trump called on the attorney general to appoint a special counsel to investigate.
We've got to get the attorney general to act. He's got to act, and he's got to act fast. He's got to appoint somebody. This is major corruption, and this has to be known about before the election.
And Trump is not alone. Here's a former federal prosecutor with the Department of Justice, Brett Tolman, on that very topic.
Typically, that the way this works, as you know, is the FBI determines whether somebody did something wrong, would then make a referral to Attorney General Barr, and then Attorney General Barr would decide what action to take. With that as the backdrop, is Bill Barr going to move on anything in the next 13 days, i.e., prior to the November 3rd election?
It's overdue. It sounds like the FBI has had this information for a long time. I think it's a matter that the attorney general needs to announce or at least give some reassurance that the Department of Justice has taken this very seriously and is investigating it. They're not going to get to any results or conclusions within the next 13 days, but they can indicate that they are concerned, that they are investigating it, and that it is a matter that they are treating as a criminal investigation. What's at stake here is selling access to the White House for money through the son of the vice president, where it appears that the highest officials in the White House, as well as in other departments of Homeland Security, for example, knew about the conflict of interest and the potential disaster that awaited involving Hunter Biden.
Yeah. You want to know the worst age tweet in history? It's for the worst age story in Rush's recent history. From Politico. More than 50 former senior intelligence officials have signed onto a letter outlining their belief that the recent disclosure of emails allegedly belonging to Joe Biden's son, quote, has all the classic home earmarks of a Russian information operation. 50. That's a massive number. Can you see the level of the corruption there? By the way, that's been totally debunked. The FBI has been forced by Rudy Giuliani's disclosure of this information to a local law enforcement agency. He's been forced to admit there's no Russian disinformation on that laptop. So I'm just curious. I just checked. Politico still has a Twitter account. Wow, they get that wrong. And what this shows you, folks, is that there is a vast number of highly politicized former intel officials who were willing to come out and repeat whatever the company line is to usher Joe Biden and the Uniparty into power. It doesn't matter what the truth is. It doesn't matter if they know the truth. And see, this is what is increasingly causing people to have trouble distinguishing what the truth is in our society. We cannot have a functioning country if we cannot debate reality because we don't know what it is. And that's where we are. Now, yeah, Politico's Twitter feed still works. New York Post is still shut down for the crime of getting the story right against the wrong guy. It's really sad where we are today. It's really sad. And Ted Cruz is right. This is a major escalation. We have now moved from silencing individuals. There was no pushback against that, including famous doctors, virologists at Stanford. Not political people, serious people. They're like, okay, we'll just silence major media outlets. We're Facebook, we're Twitter, you know, we're Instagram. We'll just decide what you get to see and which media has to be silenced because we know better than you. By the way, a warning today. And you know what I love? This is just a good thing. I'm watching the editors of New York Post get radicalized. I'm watching them get it the way I've gotten it for 4 years, telling you how dangerous this was. Again, 62%, I just looked it up, it's higher than the last time I looked, 62% of Americans primarily get their news from social media. So you may say, I'm not on it, I don't care. Everything about it affects your life. You don't have to be on it. What happens next in this country is determined by those who are. That's why it's a big deal. This is the editor at the New York Post who oversaw, by the way, he called the whole thing a digital civil war, who oversaw the reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop. Headline, meet your Chinese Facebook censors. China is one of the most censorious societies on earth. So what is a better place for Facebook to recruit social media censors? He writes, there are at least half a dozen Chinese nationals who are working on censorship, a former Facebook insider told me last week. So at some point, they, the Facebook bosses, thought, hey, we're going to get them H-1B visas so they can do this work. The insider shared an internal directory of the team that does much of the work. It's called Hate Speech Engineering. George Orwell, call your office. And most of its members are based at Facebook's offices in Seattle. Great. So we're just bringing in the Chinese to, you know, teach us how to do this because we don't know. Is that what we're doing? Anybody want to have a, I don't know, hearing on that? Seems kind of important. And you know what else is weird that's out today? We're going to deep dive into this on the podcast today, in addition to other things. Howard Kurtz, you seen him? He's basically a liberal over at Fox News. So when Howard Kurtz writes something like this, it gets my attention. Headline, some media liberals urge revenge payback if Trump loses. I've been meaning to get to this. It's been in my stack. It's all over the place now. It's the new hip hot thing. You know, in authoritarian regimes, a lot of South American regimes, it did this in Venezuela. When you lose the election, the last guy who lost the Venezuelan election was picked up from his house in the middle of the night while his daughter screamed on the video. I played the audio for you at the time. So this is what you do. You lose the election. You go to prison if you're lucky. Sure sounds a lot like what the media is proposing here. Media commentators, Howard Kurtz writes, who are unloading everything they have on President Trump are no longer content with the idea of him merely losing. Now in their esteemed estimation, there has to be a reckoning. The Washington Post Outlook section devoted its cover to two alternatives, whether Trump and his minions should be prosecuted or merely investigated as part of a national truth commission. For liberal media people who have agonized over the last 4 years, evicting Trump from the White House is not enough. More voices are suggesting some kind of national cleansing. Folks, this is not. This is Fox News. Howard Kurtz. Not a radical by any means. I think he leans too far left. More voices, he writes, are suggesting some sort of national cleansing. What it actually tells me is that this national polarization will rage on indefinitely, regardless of how Trump handles his exit, if indeed he loses. Oh, it's not going anywhere. They're trying to trick you into thinking, just look, there's been turmoil. If you want it to go away, just elect Joe, it'll go back to normal. It will never go back to normal. Never. Those days are over. In the Post, talking about the Washington Post reckoning package, Sam Tannenhaus, a former New York Times Book Review editor, whose writing I respect, says, quote, it is imperative to confront the facts of the Trump era. We elected a president as president, a homegrown insurrectionist. He rose to the highest position in our democracy and damaged it. It's unimaginable, ludicrous even to contemplate doing nothing about Donald Trump. So trying to figure out what to do. The piece says Biden should set up an electoral commission on the scale of the Warren Commission after the JFK assassination. Trump and other Republicans should be subpoenaed and hauled before the commission, folks. They'd be given a chance to testify with immunity. And in it, for violating what law? What law? Listen to these people. When Howard Kurtz, you've seen him on television, he's a mushy moderator. It's like, wow, these people are nuts. You should listen. Trump and other Republicans who've suggested the 2020 election should be rigged would be given a chance to testify with immunity in a closed session, their words recorded. Such a proceeding could be vulnerable to accusation of bias, so we don't want it to damage the Democrats, they say. Others disagree. They merely want Trump supporters and those who were surrounded Trump to be prosecuted in regular courts for their support of Trump. Not by the Reconciliation Commission. She defends the idea. Just know we need regular court trials for Trump administration officials. She says it's not Nazi Germany, nor is it a nation defeated in war. It's wrongdoing, she says. Includes corruption, fomenting insurrection, separating parents and children at the border. Obama did that, by the way, and they didn't care. And violently suppressing political dissent. Really? When was that? She says he ought to just be tried in, they should all be tried in regular courts. By the way, you know where they've used these truth commissions? Venezuela, Argentina, El Salvador, Chile. Don't underestimate these people and what they have planned, folks. Texter H on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. By the way, we will be covering all of this on the Battleground America podcast today, which I want to thank you so much. I cannot believe the downloads it is getting. Basically, the way it works here, you're supposed to get up to five, you know, you get 5,000 downloads a month. You get to keep your podcast and you've got 6 months to get there. So I was kind of stressing when I started Battleground America, you know, getting there in 6 months. Told my husband it's going to be a little hectic around here as I try, you know, I've got 6 months to make it. And really did think it would take me 6 months to get there. Thanks to all of you sharing it. Holy cow. We've done 60,000 downloads in less than 2 months. 30,000, a little over 30,000 a month. So it's on fire. You want to see why people are sharing it and what's going on there and check it out. Text Battleground to 71307. I want to thank you all so much. You've shared it with family and friends. I couldn't grow without you like this. And I'm just humbled and awed by it. 71307, text Battleground to get the Battleground podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.